We are up to Simin Shin Lamed Aleph, and we'll be doing the first four Sifim. Sif Aleph, Osim Kol Tzorchei Mila B'Shabbos. You're allowed to do all the Tzorachim of Mila, Bris is Doka Shabbos. Moalin, where does this come from? Because the Pasuk says, Uvayom HaShmini Yimol B'Sar Alaso. From there we learn out, Bayom Vafilu B'Shabbos. So Moalim, you're allowed to do the Bris Mila. Uporin, you're also allowed to pull off that little membrane under the Orla. Umotzitzin, you're also allowed to suck out some blood. The reason that is done is because of sakona. So once you do the mila, you're allowed to do that. The Bir Alachi here goes into the inyan of Metzitza, and he says, he brings that you should dafka do it bepeh, but then he brings a tshuvas Yad Eliezer that says that you can also do it by way of a sponge. So although the standard way of doing Metzitza, the Bir Alachi brings, is bepeh, he does bring a daya that you may be able to do it some other way. Today, even those that do not want to do mitzitza bepeh will use their mouths, not a sponge, but by way of a straw, some kind of a plastic tube. So it's still the mouth that is sucking it up, even though it is not actually touching the blood. The nosnan olav kamon, they used to put caraway seed on it, ground up, for the sake of helping it heal, which would mean today whatever powder is generally put on it is allowed to be put on Shabbos. Siv Beis, Kol Zman Shelo Siluk Yodo Min Amila Chozra Afilo Al Tzitzin She'en On Miyakvim. So long as he has not finished the Mila, meaning so long as it's not over yet, he's allowed to continue doing the Mila, even for parts of it that are not Ma'akiv. That means that there are two different stages with regard to skin that has to be taken off. Of the foreskin, the part that covers Rov HaTorah, the halach is that is what is ma'akev. Without that, the child is considered an oral. Anything more than that, although lechatchila you're supposed to remove that, if you didn't, the meal is still a meal of kshera. So the halach is that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to go back and do the tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin once you're done. But while you're still in the process of mila, you can include the tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin. Silek yado eina chozer el al tzitzin ma'akvin. Whereas if you're already finished, then you're not allowed to be chozer on anything that's not ma'akiv. Ve'elu ein ha-ma'akvin basra ha-chofa afilu rov gover shel ha-tar b'makom echad. It's any part, like even a little strip of the foreskin that is covering rov of the atara in that area, although in the circumference it isn't covering rov. But if it's covering rov in the height of it, the halachi is that is called tzitzin ma'akvin, and even though you're done, you're allowed to come back and finish it. And the halachi is, the Mishnah Berurah brings a ran, that so long as the priya wasn't done, that's considered that he's still in the middle of the me'ila. Still in the middle of the me'ila. Whereas once the priya is done, but you didn't do the mitzitza yet, that he leaves as a suffix. Siv Gimel, ben ches im gomru saro v'tzuparnov molen oso b'shabbos. A ben ches, if the hair and nails are complete, you're allowed to do a meal on Shabbos. Vim lo, gomru, if not, afilu musafik ben zayin safik ben ches, emol noso b'Shabbos. Since everyone holds up that a safik you couldn't mal on Shabbos. Vein tzarech loma ben ches vaday. Vim hu ben sheva vaday, afilu gomru safik tzibar emol noso. So this we had before, that in the days of Chazal, a child born in the seventh month couldn't survive, so you certainly couldn't break Shabbos for the bris. Siv dalid, Mila shelo bezmano eina docha Shabbos. A mila that's not on the Shmini is not docha Shabbos, since we learn it out of Bayom HaShmini, it's dafka Bayom HaShmini, not any other day.